Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you for joining me today.
I'm so glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
Certainly. In the north, the IDF struck several Hezbollah underground infrastructures in southern Lebanon. The presence of the infrastructure posed a blatant violation of the understandings between Israel and Lebanon. In Syria, as a result of Israeli pressure, the new Syrian regime agreed to allow a humanitarian corridor from the Israeli-Syrian border to the Druze province of As-Suweida. According to protocol, sirens sounded in several areas in Israel when a missile was launched by Yemen, successfully intercepted by the IAF. From 2,000 kilometers away, the Israeli Navy struck an infrastructure in Yemen served by Houthi terrorist regime. This was in response to repeated attacks by Houthi terrorists against the State of Israel and its citizens. Also, from Gaza, a rocket was fired into Israel, successfully intercepted.
Well, that is great news. How is the humanitarian aid going in Gaza?
Well, on August 17th alone, coordinated by Israel, 320 humanitarian aid trucks entered Gaza. 330-plus trucks collected and distributed by the UN and NGOs. UN fuel tankers entered power systems. And 161 pallets of aid airdropped with help from Jordan, United Arab Emirates, Germany, Belgium, Italy, France, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Indonesia. Also, Samaritan's Purse, in their 6th and 7th airlifts in just the last month, sent cargo planes with over 88,500 pounds of nutritional food packets for families in Gaza.
It's wonderful. How about the war against Hamas?
The IAF targeted a municipal building in Khan Yunis used to store rockets intended to launch toward the State of Israel and its IDF forces. Operating in the old cemetery area of Khan Yunis, the IDF identified multiple armed terrorists. They launched a direct hit on the structure. Many weapons were recovered on this site. In a separate operation, troops also located and dismantled rocket launchers in the area. A large squad of 20 armed Hamas terrorists, armed with machine guns, anti-tank missiles, RPGs, even stretchers, emerged from tunnel shafts just a few meters from an IDF outpost, with one goal: to infiltrate the outpost, kill and kidnap IDF soldiers. But the IDF soldiers, alert, determined, and professional, responded quickly and calmly. Three soldiers were lightly and moderately wounded, but thanks to them, the infiltration was stopped. No abduction occurred, and a major disaster was prevented. And Israel did not wake up to a bloody event with dozens of casualties and abductees. The IDF continues to dismantle terror tunnels, eliminate terrorist cells, and neutralize Hamas strongholds above and below ground. Announced this week, Israel has approved a new operation called Gideon's Chariots 2 to take full control of Gaza City. Additional reservists are being called up to carry out this plan. Required humanitarian preparations will take place to receive the residents who are expected to evacuate from Gaza City southward in order to isolate the Hamas fighters. The Prime Minister and the IDF expressed their great appreciation for the reservist fighters who have been mobilized. They value its reserve personnel and their contribution to the security of the State of Israel. The IDF remained determined to continue removing any threat to the State of Israel. They will continue fighting until all 50 hostages are released. Their policy: never leave any hostage behind, deceased or living.
Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how would you suggest we pray this week?
Excitement this week. 225 new immigrants arrived from Canada and the USA, landing in Israel to make their ancestral homeland their new home. According to the Ministry of Aliyah and Integration, more than 1,000 immigrants have arrived from North America this summer alone. I would recommend the following strategic prayer points. The IDF successful in finding and bringing home all remaining hostages living in disease. Physical and mental strength for the soldiers as they defend their state on many fronts in such extreme heats. Strategic planning for the betterment of the innocent in Gaza who are oppressed by Hamas, as well as the Iranians from the regime. Israel, as well as other humanitarian aid such as Samaritan's Purse, continue food distribution in Gaza delivered without Hamas interference. Continued interceptions of missiles and rockets over Israel. With anti-Semitism on the rise, Canadians to rise and be active in showing support for Israel and our Jewish citizens. And pray Psalm 28 on behalf of the hostages in Israel. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Schreitz. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.